We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's Tuesday night. We're at Westman Arena in Superior. The Yellow Jackets getting ready to play their final home game of the 2019-20 season as they host Gustavus in essentially a makeup game for the game that was postponed back prior to Winter Storm Ezekiel blowing through the area. I'm John Garver. We're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Dan Laughlin. And first things first, Dan, your team on a really nice roll right now. You're playing some good hockey.
Yeah, we're, you know, it's that time of year when you want to be playing that way. And you know, we're finding ways to win some games. So, you know, either if we're at the top of our game or kind of not at our best, you know, we're still finding ways to win. So, but I think the three big things that are really helping us are goaltending, obviously, special teams. You know, we still got to get a power play goal game, but and then 5-on-5 defense, I think we're playing pretty good.
All right, let's dive into a few of those things, starting with the first one you mentioned, goaltending. You were riding Catherine Johnson pretty good last year, first half of this year, but suddenly Mackenzie Whalen's kind of emerged, has been the WIAC Player of the Week a couple times in the last month, and you know, she's as solid as it gets between the pipes for you right now.
Yeah, she's playing very, very well. Yeah, you know, Catherine had a little bit of the flu here this weekend, so Kinsey got both games down in point, and you know, Kinsey at the beginning of the season had some back issues, so she was kind of held out, but you know, they've both just been, you know, really steady for us, I think, both of them. And, you know, you can rely on all three of them for that matter. But, yeah, Kinsey's been playing very well. She's just that big goalie and just blocks shots well. She's, you know, squares up the shots, and she's really playing confident.
Is this what you expected out of her? Did you know she had this in her, or is this kind of exceeding your expectations from what you brought in last year?
No, you know what? She ended last year playing very, very good for us, and now we're starting to see that, you know, like I said at the beginning of this year, she had the back issues, so she couldn't really pick up where she left off, so now she's, you know, she's getting back to that form that we saw last year. She was our Rookie of the Year last year, you know, by the team, so she's starting to show that.
Special teams, the power play has started to show signs of life. It was a bit of a struggle early on in the year, but that's showing a little bit of signs of life. And then your game winner on Saturday, a shorthanded goal. So typically this time of year, you win special teams battles, you're going to win games.
Yeah, and that's what's really keeping us in. You know, I think last weekend was a strange weekend for penalties, but I'll leave it at that. But, you know, we had to kill some penalties, and we did. We blocked shots. Kinsey was our best penalty killer, so, you know, we just got to continue that. This time of the year, special teams got to be rolling, and right now, the one little, you know, we just got to get a power play goal game. That's our goal. We don't have to get more than that. Just let's get one a game and kill them off all the rest.
You talked about 5-on-5 defense and how your team has kind of clamped down there as well. What's been the secret to you guys playing so well on your own end?
I think just being more disciplined and communicating. You know, at times, at the beginning of the year, we wanted to get out of the zone without the puck, sometimes too quick, and then, you know, you're outnumbered down low. So it's really executing down low, you know, below the hash marks, getting the puck out, and just keeping it simple. But I think the communication is what's really helped us.
I've kind of been one of those guys, too, that has said more than once that as good as Kaylee Martinson is, you need other people to score some goals on this team, too. And I think finally you're starting to see some of that secondary scoring come in.
Yep. I mean, you know, the CC Hayes is getting, she's, you know, I think she could be a point a game or maybe even a goal a game person, too. So she had a good weekend down in points. So let's hopefully that carries over to tonight. You know, I think all of our kind of up front forwards are playing with some confidence. Kaylee Woods playing good of late, you know, scoring some goals. And it is. We need that secondary scoring. So it's good to see with that coming from everyone else.
A little bit of a tough year this year for Megan Dulong, but she gets the game winner in overtime last Friday. Had to feel good for her.
Oh, absolutely. Whenever you get those, it's just a game changer. And, you know, she may not be, you know, with the goals and you know, the points like that, but what she's doing defensively is what it's, you know, it's worth the 20-point season right there. So
you've got Gustavus coming in here now tonight, a team that you played to a 2-1 game earlier in the year. No slouch here. They're ranked number 4 in the country. This is a good hockey team, isn't it?
It's very good. They're very fast. They're, you know, they're going to beat you with the quickness and their speed. So we got to keep them outside the dots tonight. Just keep them on the perimeter the best we can. And again, we got to take care of our zone, get the puck out of our zone, and hopefully we can clog up some neutral zone and, you know, again, just force them to the outside.
I had no idea they were as stingy a team and as good defensively as they are until I looked earlier this morning doing some homework. 8 shutouts on the year, and they've only given up 29 goals, I think it is, so far this season. So, I mean, this is a pretty stiff test for the offense, isn't it?
It is, and I think the biggest ingredient to that, their success, is they're the least penalized team in the nation. So I think they are. They're very, very, very close. And, you know, when you're not killing penalties, you've got everyone out there. So I think that's a very big, big reason why they're good defensively.
Ranked number 4 in the nation, as we just mentioned. You've had Hamlin when they were ranked number 4 in the nation. Eau Claire's been ranked in the top 10 all year. River Falls has been ranked in the top 10 all year. So it really shouldn't be anything that your team looks at and goes, okay, they know they can skate with any of these teams, don't they?
They can. And, I think it's, we're there where it's consistent now. But they like to get that little momentum builder up. So, if we can get that first one tonight, I think that would really help. But either way, we've also come from behind. But at this time of the year, man, you got to be playing every shift, every second. So I'm excited to see what they got.
That's a good segue, because on paper, this game means nothing. It's a non-conference game late in the season. Down the stretch, even these last 3 games, you're locked in at number 3. You can't move up. You can't move down. How do you get through the mud of this game doesn't mean anything?
Well, I mean, for us, we want to get back in that top 10 in the pairwise. And I think this game gets us there. And then you just take care of business and you keep going and going and going. You never know what the rest of the teams are going to do. So I'm not going to focus on the big, big picture, but, that's what that's our goal. We want to take care of these teams. And we said from the start of the season, we want to have 17 wins. So we got 3 games regular season, and this would be a nice one to get.
Good luck, Dano.
Thank you, sir.